So take a moment and allow yourself to turn your attention fully to your breath, breathing in light, quiet, peace, safety, security. And as you exhale, breathing out anything that might have been bothering you that you brought with you today, letting everything release into the universe, into the knowing, into safety, into security. So allow yourself to relax with each in-breath, breathing in light and love, and with each exhalation, breathing out tension, relaxing entirely, fully into the moment. Now, allow your attention to drop down into your body. Feel your feet resting on the ground. And now feel your feet, imagine your feet becoming limbs. Let the limbs go down into the earth, through the structure of the earth, down, down. Allow your feet to extend down into the earth, into the very center of the earth, where you attach there and ground yourself fully and entirely. Now let the earth energy rise up through the legs into your body. Bring the earth energy, that warm, sacred energy of the earth that grounds you and holds you securely. Bring it up into your body. And as it enters your body, it stops and clarifies the first chakra. So the first chakra at the base of the spine is bright red and clear. Let that chakra be red and full and clear with nothing touching it. Feel yourself sitting in safety and security. Allow yourself to experience the safety, the security of being grounded in the earth. Now bring the earth energy up again through your legs into your body, up past the first chakra to the second chakra. The second chakra is just below the belly button. It is a bright, clear orange in color. And as the second chakra is clarified and filled with energy, you are secure in your emotions. That energy of the second chakra is that of creativity, of your emotions, of your sensuality and sexuality, your knowing, your being. So allow yourself to be in the second chakra. And as you breathe in, breathe the earth energy, bring it up, pull it up from the center of the earth, up through your body to the third chakra, right at the solar plexus. See this third chakra glowing a bright, clear yellow. This is your center of will, of willpower, of intentionality. Allow it to glow bright and clear. Feel your ability to desire, to make your desires whole and complete. Now bring the earth energy up again into the fourth of the heart chakra, at the heart, in the center of your chest. See it glowing a clear, pure green as you allow your love to generate out into the world, but more importantly, allow yourself to accept who you are, how you are, in your entirety. So allow the earth energy to nurture your love for yourself and for the world. Now bring the earth energy up again, all the way to the fifth chakra at the throat. The color here is a blue, clear and bright. And in the fifth chakra, you are able to hear and express your truth without fear or favor, but to live in your truth, to accept your knowing, your ability to tell the truth, to hear the truth. So let the fifth chakra glow clear and bright. Now bring the energy up from the earth all the way through your body to the sixth chakra, which is the center right between the eyebrows, the third eye. And the color here is a bright, clear indigo, a deep blue. This is the center of knowing, of intuition, of knowledge. And as the earth energy clarifies the sixth chakra, you become familiar with what you know, happy with your knowing, and comfortable in your knowing. So allow that knowing to settle in, to influence your truth, your love, your will. Now bring the energy up from the earth. The earth energy moves through the body all the way to the crown of the head. The crown is your crown chakra, the seventh chakra. This is your connection. And as this crown chakra opens, it allows you to connect to the universe, to the divine, to whatever name you call your God. Feel the energy of the earth going up through your body, through the open seventh chakra, to connect you to the earth, to the universe, to the divine. Feel your connection to God. Allow that energy to enter into you. Visualize the sun above your head. Feel the energy of the universe now coming down into your body, entering through the crown chakra. And let the earth's sun's bright, warm energy fill your body with a bright golden color. So you let the gold come down through the seventh chakra, and then it glows beautiful violet. Then down into the sixth chakra, and you see your awareness awakening and being clarified by the light of the sun, the warmth of the sun. Then bring it down, the golden light of the sun, into your throat chakra, seeing it clear and bright and glowing. Bring the sunlight down to your heart chakra. See the clear green. Feel your love for yourself and for others. Bring the sunlight down to your solar plexus, to your will, to your energy of knowing, of deciding, of intention. Bring it down now to the belly chakra, below your belly button, to the orange. See the orange light glowing with the sunlight behind it. And this is your center of emotion, of creativity. Allow this center of your body awareness, your emotional awareness, to glow clear with the sunlight. Now bring the sun's light down to the root chakra at the base of the spine. See it glowing a clear, perfect red, and know that you are secure in your being held by and loved by and nurtured by the earth. So allow the earth energy to come up, let the sun's energy come down, filling your body with warmth, with security, with love. Now in that perfect place, that being, that connection, that security, that grounding, allow your inner knowing to awaken to your divine connection. And in this space and time, know that you are able to invite divine knowledge, divine direction. You have the choice now. You're in the place where you can ask any question that may have been on your mind, either in the moment, some question you've been wondering about, or the more universal questions, the ones that we all ask. Ask your divine guide, your divine knowledge, your divine knowing. Why am I here? What is my purpose in this life? What agreements did I make before incarnation to accomplish in this body, in this time, in this place? What is my challenge? What is my mission? What is it that I want to accomplish while I'm here? What tools did I bring with me into this life? What knowledges, what skills, what talents, what particular tools did I bring to help me to accomplish my mission? So this is a time to ask those questions of the divine, to ask your inner knowing, to clarify why you are here, what you're here to do, and what are the special tools that you brought with you to accomplish your mission. So take a moment in the silence, sit in the silence, and allow that knowing to enter. Ask your questions, and then be aware. And if you find yourself drifting away from their knowing, away from the silence, bring yourself back by focusing back on your breath. As you breathe in, you might say, I am aware. And as you breathe out, as you exhale, I know. So I am aware and I know. Let this mantra guide you deep into your divine self, into your knowing. I am aware. I remember. I know. I have the answers. Breathing in, I know. Breathing out, I am aware. Return to your breath, return to your knowing, return to your purpose. And breathing in and recognizing that you are a child of the universe, that you are a child of the sun, a child of the earth, that you are divine, and in your divinity, that you have access to every piece of information that you desire. Allow yourself entry into your divine nature, your divine knowing. Open to the knowledge that is there for you, that surrounds you. Open to the grounding of the earth. Open to the protection of the sky. Open to your perfect knowing. Realize that if any of the information you get is unclear or confusing, that you have the capacity and the ability to ask more questions, to say, how do I do that? Why do I do that? What can I do better? How can I get there faster if you're impatient like me? How can I get there in divine time if you're willing to surrender? How do I learn to surrender? How do I learn to pursue my mission? How do I learn to connect with my divinity? All of those questions can be answered. You are in that silent space. I was taught that to pray is to talk to God. To meditate is to listen to God. So you're in a place where you've said, I'm willing to listen. Listen now for the answers that your own divinity will bring into your being. Gently, gently, if you choose, turn your attention back to your body, back to being held and supported by the furniture, being in your body, being of the world. Or if you choose to continue with this quiet space, with listening to divine nature, you can continue in this quietness, into the silence, deeper into the self, carrying with you all of your knowing, all of your security. You can choose now to go deeper into the silence or return to your daily life. If you choose to return, become more aware of your fingers, your toes, your limbs, feeling life flowing through you. If you choose to stay in the silence, find yourself going ever deeper, rooted in the earth, supported by the earth, held in the womb of the mother, held as a child of the earth and as a child of the universe, supported in your quest, supported in your mission, aware of your purpose, claiming the tools that you brought with you, claiming your talents, your skills, your knowing. So you can decide now whether to return to the workaday world of the physical, the 3D world, or to go deeper into your divine nature, your divine home. If you return to the body, take a moment to ground, to feel completely centered, to be aware of your body, your mind, the world around you. And either way, carry this divine gift with you into the coming day, into the coming week. Secure and safe in being a perfect child of a loving goddess. Namaste.